Okay, Fitz and I are back for another dirty debate.
Hello.
And we've decided that every month, every other month, one of us will get to choose which argument we want to take, and the other will just follow suit and debate the other side. So this month is my month, and we are debating married sex versus single sex, and I have chosen married sex.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Was I making my point too quick, too early? I'm sorry, but no. Go ahead. Continue with your intro, Lacey.
Yeah, that means you get the losing argument of single sex this time, Fitz.
Oh, no.
Go for it. Start us off.
No. This was your month. You chose the topic. You chose your side. You should have the first crack at it.
Ladies first again? Okay. I'm okay with that.
No, it's not ladies, please. Mm-hmm. This is your topic, so you get to go first.
Oh, I have too many arguments. So, married sex, the myth that I think you're going to pull out of your hat that I just want to squash right here is, well, actually, before I go there, what are we considering married versus single for those listeners? Single to me means single, like not in a relationship, single.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, that being said, married people have more sex than single people. So, quantity is definitely in my favor.
Oh, that's such bullshit. But no, go ahead.
See, you don't have any counter argument than...
that's such bullshit. I'm sure everyone who's an adult has heard a version of this story, and they say that, yes, when you get married, you're going to have a lot of sex for the first year. And they say, if you get married, put a jar on your counter, and every time you have sex with your lovely bride or husband, put a penny in the jar. And then after that first year, every time you have sex, you take a penny out of the jar. And they say you will never empty the jar. So while there may be a nice little flash in the pan after you say I do, pretty soon you both say, nah, I'm tired, the kids are whining, let's go to bed.
I'm just trying to do the math of you will never empty the jar, but do you keep putting pennies in the jar?
No, the point is, after the first year of married sex, you will never have more sex in your marriage total than you did in the first year.
Who cares? I'll still have more sex married total than I would if I was single for the rest of my life. Single, you could go...
You're single. Are you assuming everybody who's single is like a monk or planning to be in the...
No! Hell no! Married sex is always more single. You could go a year, two, three without having sex, without meeting someone that you can have sex with. It's not that easy necessarily being single. And I'm not talking paying for it sex. I'm talking free will sex.
Neither one of us is talking about that. Another topic for another time.
Just checking.
I don't know about your upbringing in your single days, if they're still going on or not, but clearly a couple of years without sex, that's on you. Just saying.
I'm telling you, there's lots of single people out there that haven't had sex in years. It's not an unheard of thing. Trust me, women and men.
Okay, fair enough. Fair point. But okay. How many married people do we always hear about? Oh my God, we haven't had sex in forever because it's one thing or another. I'm tired, she's tired, I have a headache, she has a headache, the kids are yelling, we're just tired, we work too much. Oh my God, there's a million reasons when you're married not to have sex.
It doesn't stretch on for years, though. That's the difference.
When you do, it's like, oh, we're married, we might as well have sex. You just lay on you, you know, two pump chumps, and then you're done, just to say you had sex when you were married.
No way. No, I...
You may have more sex as you're married.
If it's...
I will grant you that, but it is not quality.
No, this is, you're going to lose so bad on this one. Here's the thing. Even if it is to pump for married sex, you know exactly what that other person wants. I could do two... Well, I don't pump, but I could do two humps or whatever you want to say, or he could do two thrusts and it could be over for sex for married.
I'm going to crush you.
You're never, ever going to crush me on this one, because when you're married, it doesn't matter how fast, how slow, how long it is. You know exactly what that person wants. So if you really want a quickie, it'll be a good quickie when you're married, because I know what he wants. She knows what she wants. They know what they want. If you're single and you're just trying to have a quickie, you don't even know what that person likes. You barely know them. You don't know anything about them. So those quickies could be pretty bad. A married quickie is going to be a much better quickie than a single quickie.
You have just made one of my points for me so eloquently. I'm not even sure I could state it any better, if you'll allow me for a moment. What you just said, a lot of other people would look at it and say married sex is just boring because it's the same every time. Because you just said, well, I know what they want and he knows what I want, so we know what to do. And that means you do the same thing over and over and over again. There's no variety. There's no lust. There's no passion anymore. You're just doing what the other one knows you want them to do. How fun is that? I mean, that's just sex for sex's sake.
No, there's lots of fun. I was talking about quickies.
Predictable.
I was talking about quickies. If you want a quality quickie, you're going to get that married.
In the basement before our parents come home? Come on, quickies are for young kids.
Young single kids, you're saying. And young single kids don't know anything about having sex. And they're not that great.
I'm not talking about the young kids.
You're the one in your parents' basement. What are you talking about?
All right. Listen, look. If you're going to get all wound up and not listen to my beautifully articulated points, then...
It's not. The point just wasn't very good. That's all. I can't help that.
Oh, I think everybody's going to think about what I just said. Married sex is monotonous and boring and repetitive.
There can single be sex. That in married sex.
Hey, let me finish now. Single sex, while you may have a point that it might be a little less in quantity, it more than makes up for it with variety and lust and passion. It's single sex. You might not get to have sex with this person again. You've got to be on your A game. You're going to give it your all. You're never just going to mail it in because I know what the other person wants. I'm going to go down. She's going to go down. We're all going to be clean. We're going to be shaved. Personal hygiene is going to be awesome. It's going to be great sex every time.
Where are you having this single sex? Like, you're having this whole production.
It's
like,
it's sex.
No.
It could be her place. It could be my place. It could be the
no,
car.
That's
it could be the bathroom at the restaurant. It's not married sex, which is in two places. The bedroom or a hotel room on vacation.
Married.
You don't get to do it anywhere else because you're too tired.
Married sex. Yes, you have to keep your married sex interesting and alive. I will give you that single sex, okay, it's always going to be, wow, this is fun, interesting, I never had this before. It could be, wow, this is totally shit, this person doesn't even know what they're doing. And with single sex, and a first time single sex, long time after the first time, you're not going to be like, hey, buddy, you know what, you're doing that wrong. Do this, do that. How about this? How about that? Because you barely know this person. You're just having single sex. When you're married, there's more of a connection. You can say, oh, I'd like this. How about we try this? You're much more comfortable, much more intimate. There's lots more foreplay because you're not in your mother's basement trying to rush out and fuck before someone catches you. You're like, we could fuck all day in the bedroom.
I'm talking about the high schoolers here, okay? We're adults. Let's talk about adults. You do not get to try and experiment more when you're married, because here's the deal. If most people, and I'm not saying this is a be-all, end-all, but most people, let's be honest, this is most people in married sex, have not confessed their inner dark kinks to the other person.
That and you think they do that in single sex?
After night.
That well, would...
Here's the problem.
No.
If you reach around and tell your spouse one night, say it's in, you know, early on in the old marriage, hey, I'd like it if you'd stick a finger up my butt while we fuck. And they're like, look at you like, oh, hell no, that's never going to happen. Then what do you do? if you're doing that in single sex, well, okay, that was a one-time deal. Move on. Maybe the next person is all about that. It's single sex. And it's not like single sex means you just have sex with the person one time. You can have multiple dates with a person. You're still single, but you can have sex with that person more than once. It's not a one-time deal.
Yeah, I hear you. But if I say
And you learn a little bit about it, and you know what? If it doesn't work out at the end, after 3, 4, 5 times, one of you doesn't like the other one, great. You part as friends, you move on. You're married, you're still doing the same thing.
You're just assuming you've got these really vanilla, stuck-up, set in their ways people to have sex.
Let's be honest, that's what the majority of married sex is. Listen, there are people out there who are great. They're having fun. They're exploring 40s, 50s, 60s.
Exactly,
they've had 30 years of great married sex, but that is such a small number.
Okay, we're missing other major, major points here that I get on my side. I still think I got that point. No, because there's that intimacy, there's that connection, there's that trust. You're not going to really want to be tied up and bound and all of this stuff with a complete stranger that you don't know that could take things too far.
You have to do it on the first date with this person.
Even the third date. No.
What if your husband doesn't ever want to tie you up and that's what you want most and he's totally against it? Then what do you do?
Yeah, but that could happen. That could happen in a single relationship, too. It's much harder to find compatibility in a single relationship than in the person you're married to, because you picked to be married to them in the first place.
Yeah, and it happens.
No, it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Six months down the road, it's like, well, wait, I like A and you like B, and okay, so sex is just going to be mundane and you're wearing sweats and nobody's shaved and we just got to do it because we're married and get it over with.
You know what? I mean, outside of this topic, though, as a big, broader topic, which I'm not giving you this argument or me, but I'm just saying that's another thing that people don't really realize before they get married. Maybe a little bit more now so than in the past, but how important sex and sexual compatibility is in a marriage. So
I agree.
You know, that's taken like any relationship, even whatever. Anyway, I have lots more points that I can win on,
such a score counter.
Jeez. Whatever, we're trying to win here, aren't we?
Whatever, we're having a discussion. Try and make your points.
Okay, make your point. It's a debate. I'm not competitive at all.
Whatever.
I fully plan on losing next month. I'm telling you that. But anyway,
make your point, woman. Come on.
Birth control. Married? Whoopsie happens. You forgot to take your pill. He didn't put on a condom, whatever. Uh-oh, what could happen? Not such a big deal if you're married. Single? One night stand single? Whoopsie oopsie? That's a big deal. Gotcha. I hear the silence fits.
Smart people, you just gotta be smart.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of smart people in the world when it comes to sex.
Well, listen, if you weren't smart and things happen, then that's on you.
And in the same token, STDs, all sorts of interesting things you could catch and contract and whatever. When you're single, you know, hopefully married, you have a less percentage of a chance to catch anything from your spouse, hopefully, than you would from being single and having sex.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, probably.
This isn't a separate point for you. This all goes back to your point that possibly you have just more volume of sex when you're married versus single. I'll probably grant you that, but it's not like every time you have sex with somebody, the world's going to come crashing down on you with an STD or pregnancy or whatnot. Good Lord.
Oh, I'm not saying every time, but I'm just saying.
Enough with the glass is half full kind of the thing here.
There's a very small little thing that I can give single sex, and that is just, you know, a new face, a new body, something new and different for that one time. Yeah, you get that. But married, I mean, you could dress it up. Variety doesn't mean that all in all, that's going to stack up against all the great things you have and comforts and opportunities and intimacy and everything.
No. Your opportunities go out the window with married sex. It goes, opportunities get smaller and smaller and smaller. And like I said, pretty soon it's like, all right, you take off your sweats. I'll quick brush my teeth. We got 3 minutes before something else has to happen, and let's quick get this done.
If you're in your, like, 70s, 80s, and married, you could still be having sex and could still be having great sex. You're in your 70s and 80s single, I think those numbers, like, dive off the cliff for single sex.
Clearly, you haven't been around retirement communities or know people who are in retirement.
I'm not saying retirement community.
Those are some of the craziest places around.
Oh, if I was single in the retirement community, that would be a really good time.
We all know that, but let's you're trying to make your points in the very small minorities. Try and make a point with the majority here. Let's not talk about 70-year-old single guys or women. Let's talk about the majority. Let's talk about people in their 30s and 40s who, for whatever reason, decided not to get.
You want to talk
about? You got a little money, you got a job, you got abilities, you can have a lot of sex lot of different people in a lot of different ways in a lot of different places. And you can't do any of the four of those with married sex.
But honestly, Fitz, like when you're in your 30s and 40s and or 20s and 30s and you're trying to make your life and you're trying to get ahead and have your job, especially this stage that's like the millennials are trying to do it all, trying to save some money, all that great stuff. They don't have time. They barely have time for dating. They don't have clubs. They have a hard time meeting people. You go on these apps. You've got all this other stuff and life stuff. When do you have time to even meet anyone to have sex? You're married at that age. You're like, okay, let's do it tonight. I'm tired, but let's still do it. And you're still having sex.
I think you've been married too long and you forgot what it's like. Yeah, but I mean, there's a million dating apps. If you can't find somebody to have sex with, you're just not trying, or you just don't want to.
Really? 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 Are you throwing that one out to me? Really? Really?
You
know that's such crap. Here's another thing, though. And this
is... Did you peter out in defense of that? I think you thought halfway through you were trying to... maybe he's kind of right. I'll get a little more quiet. Yeah.
Oh, no. You're not right on that one at all. Trust me. But here's the kicker. Because you can be married and still be a hot wife or a swinger couple and still get all that variety.
Again, you're making points in the minority. That's like,
but it's possible.
Listen, that does exist, and that's probably like 1% of married couples, if even that.
Is that your point?
Yeah, and obviously you thought I was right, because again, I left you speechless twice tonight.
No, you haven't left me speechless at all. I just I put out so many good arguments. I'm just sort of like letting my arguments ride on the royals. I'm winning.
You were shocked into, oh shit, he's right. I don't know what to say. He was right.
No, you haven't gotten hardly any good points.
People do exist, but because of the internet and the access to all of it, we feel like it's that much more prevalent, but it's not. It's not. It's a small minority, and you're making a point. While it's a valid point, it's a small minority point. It's not for the masses. The masses, married sex is mundane, boring, and it feels more like a commitment than any kind of lust or passion to it. That's the majority of married sex.
It is a commitment. That's what married means. But I don't think it has to be boring. I don't think it has to be. Yeah, I think it can be very fun.
It becomes boring. I think that's a function of.
I don't think so at all.
The world is your oyster. You get to fuck wherever you want.
Sure. In porn, in real life, not so much. So, I think you have this skewed...
You led a sheltered life. I'm so sorry.
No, I think you have this skewed to TV, social media version of single sex where you just put your profile in an app and women and their pussies come jumping on your dick. That doesn't happen.
Speaking from experience, that's all I can say at this matter.
Yeah. I buy it. Anyways, I think that... This time, I mean, I've put out so many good points. I haven't heard any from you. So if you have lots,
you're just You are just pandering for votes now. Come on.
This one's going to be so interesting because last one I 100%.
Listen, go and get fired up for I need to pull my sweatpants down and whoops, I didn't shave my legs because I haven't done that in a week because I'm married and get ready for that kind of sex tonight.
Who does? Oh. But as I was saying, last month I really thought I was going to lose by picking Doggy because, you know, it is what it is. This month, though, it would be interesting to see because I'm...
Are you seriously just pandering?
No!
Everybody.
No!
Tracy, she really wants to win bad.
No. I'm perfect. You know what? If I lose, then I would be like, damn, I got to learn a thing or two about single sex because obviously I'm totally out of the loop to think that single sex is more fun than married sex. And I could be wrong. So the votes can certainly slap me in the ass and give me a wake-up call and say, Lacey, you know, you're missing out on all this single sex.
You like to be slapped in the ass. Well, you haven't been slapped in the ass since you were single.
Absolutely not. I get slapped in the ass more than I can. Just slapped in the ass is not necessarily... Oh, God. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to help you win your argument. Okay, so... Everyone, thanks for listening to the married sex versus single sex debate. And cast your vote. I don't mind losing. Fitz doesn't mind losing and or winning for that matter.
All for fun in debate.
All for fun. Interesting sex talk in your ears. Hope you enjoyed this. And I will put up a poll after as well so you can let us know what you think on the topic. Bye for now, my luscious ones.
Bye, everyone.